Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, 6/26/18, and had a very interesting interview with Edward Henry last evening on his book, 9/11. Enemies foreign and domestic. And I really thought it was very interesting, even though Brother Edward Henry's done a lot of research and everything regarding the Mossad's involvement in 9/11 and the murder of almost 3,000 people, spiritual implications are quite enlightening. This spiritual warfare has been going on since the fall, actually before the fall. There was war in heaven. And we see that there are two kinds of people on this earth. There are those who have been ordained to eternal life, and there are those who are their father, the devil, and the works of the devil they will do. Vessels of honor, vessels of destruction. And as long as we keep that in mind, it gives us a proper spiritual understanding of what's going on in our world. We're in a spiritual battle between the forces of evil and the forces of good. And God ordained it all for His glory. He's sovereign over it, sovereign over the good, He's sovereign over evil, and He is victorious over evil. It's always good to remember that He's already claimed the victory. He's ruling in heaven, and so it's good to remember that even though we go through trials down here, that Christ has already won the victory. Have you ever had a trial so big and difficult that it felt like to you it was a personal assault, and you could find no relief? It was pressing so hard that you were considering just throwing in the cards. The trial had gone on with no relief. It was as if you'd been fried in a skillet of hot grease. If the burner was turned down, you might endure. But instead it was getting hotter and hotter for sure. What is the answer to this bitter fate? Should we get all angry and be filled with rage and hate? Or should we escape into an isolated cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? The answer is to listen to the rock. You know, we know that we can never listen if we're not already spiritually born again. But the answer is to listen to the rock. He always cares for His precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The only answer is in this veil of tears we trod. He is the hope for us when we are weary, teary, and blue. He cares. He understands. He'll make a way for you. He knows His people's hearts, strains, and tribulations. That's why He's given us eternal salvation. So when we get so low our faith seems to be shaking, we to our Lord must all our problems be taking. He will sustain us and hold us up, for He has drunk from the most bitter cup. The cup of God's wrath poured out upon Him when He was without even one sin. He bore our sins upon the cruel tree so that we would live with Him eternally. That's what's going on in our world. That's what's going on in our personal lives. But when we think of what He did for us, when he died upon the cruel and rugged tree of Calvary. That gives us everlasting consolation. And so, you know, it's inevitable that we are going to face persecution if we are in Christ. Many say they would die for Christ. Peter said the same thing, and he denied Christ. When we come to the time when we might have to face persecution, will our response be the same as Peter? It's my belief from the study of Scripture and the reality of the times we are living in, including the radical homosexual agenda propagated not only by the homosexuals, but by the Zionist and federal government of the United States and United Nations, that we as true Christians will probably face persecution by our own government in our lifetime and by the Zionists. We need to remember that God alone is the only one we can look to be faithful in our testimony of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. In and of ourselves, we can do absolutely nothing and will most certainly compromise our testimony. We know this, and if we are honest, we have failed in our testimony before others many, many times. How should we prepare for the upcoming persecution of Christians in America and throughout the world? Well, we should study the Bible daily, and during our study, pray that the Holy Spirit would open our eyes to turn the truth of God's Word. We should pray and ask God daily to protect us from the power of Satan, and that he would cause us to live a repentant life, and we would succumb so that when we succumb to sin, and that he would draw us closer and closer to him, and we would find ourselves continually turning to Christ. We should follow him. We should fellowship with those who are committed to the same thing. We should pray that God would cause us to live our life in the light of eternity and not the trivial things of this world. We should constantly remind ourselves that God is the author and the finisher of our faith, and that faith is the faith of Christ. Well, I want to leave, or I want to end on this thought, contemplation. Words and thoughts. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be focused on thee. For I know in myself there's nothing good that dwelleth in me. But I also know that you died to save me from sin and death. You became the perfect sacrifice, and through your blood, God's conditions were met. So with the words and my thoughts, may I ever thankful be and express to the world what you mean to me. For I had no hope before your Holy Spirit breathed your breath of life into this dead man and made me free. Oh, what suffering you went through when you died upon the cross, separated from your Father, so my soul wouldn't suffer loss. Thanksgiving and praise I must forever proclaim, and honor and worship your majestic holy name. Why do you show mercy and grace to the likes of me is a wonder, quite a mystery. An undeserving wretch, worthy of only hell, but with your unbounding love, for which I cannot tell, gave your Son for me on the rugged tree to assure eternal life for a sinner like me. Thank you for paying the ultimate sacrifice and giving this sinner everlasting life. May the good Lord be with you in a special way this day.